it's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes. Yes, you may. Remix. That's for the hip-hop niggas. We in May. What's good with you? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Shit, feeling good. It is spring, but it's, I mean, old man winter trying to hold on in the A a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Little Jack Chill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nephew of Jack Frost is out there.
Jack Chill. Yeah, he up this way too. He's swinging around. And I'm, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not mad because I ain't ready for I ain't got my transition all the way together. So I'm like, oh, a hoodie is fun? I bet. I'm cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It don't look like it's dipping above. It's not really rising above 60 for a while up here.
Right.
You know, down as far here, as I can see.
Down here, you know, last few days, it ain't hit 70. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little chill in the air, so that's cool.
That's what's up. What's going on down there? How was your weekend?
Oh man, my weekend was good, man. I had like a weekend of like surprises, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know how sometimes remember we talked about getting old and, you know what I'm saying, people come and see you and shit like that? That was just last week or maybe the week before.
But yeah, I think it was just last week. So about yeah.
So that was crazy because I was, you know, it was Friday. You know, nigga had, you know, crash landed the week and shit. And then Saturday, my sister called and told me, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy from Miami, who I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, was in town. Like, I'm talking about all the way from second grade, like my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And he's married to, like, one of her Delta sisters. So she knew that they was in town. So she was like, yeah, boy, in town. Like, oh, shit. So I called them, and you know what I'm saying? Then they came by Saturday, you know, him and his wife came by, and my sister came by. Then we kicked it, you know what I'm saying? And then the next day, I was, you know, they hit me up, like, what you doing? I was like, well, shit, I'm just watching the game and shit. So him and his son came through. Then one of my homeboys that we grew up with in the neighborhood, he lived around the corner from me, so I called him through. Then my wife had a cousin flying in town that week, you know what I'm saying? Then she came by. Then my sister and the Delta sister came by. And then, you know what I'm saying, it was just like a sitcom. Every few minutes, the doorbell's ringing, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know. So that was cool, you know, impromptu weekend of visitors and shit, you know what I'm saying? Cooked up some food and went and bought some food, you know, so just like, you know, on some impromptu shit. Like, I like that kind of shit. My wife don't really like that kind of shit, but I like that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it was cool to speak that out, and then, you know, that shit happened just like that in that next weekend. So it was cool to just, you know, because a lot of these, you know, I know them two hadn't seen each other and shit, but probably since the early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? And I saw him last year, but, you know what I'm saying, we ain't really kicked it in a minute. So that was all good, man, for all that to come together like that.
That's dope. Universe is delivering next day air.
Word.
Did you throw anything on, what's it, the green egg? Did you pull the green egg out? Or?
You need time. Okay. You need notice with the green egg because you got to get your fire together. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's 2 hours just to be out there working with your wood and your fire. You know what I mean? Get your temperature right. So,
right, okay.
They asked about it, but I ain't jump out there on it. You know what I'm saying? And then my nigga here, he a critic. He a food critic.
So, oh, yeah? Which one? Is your homie from second grade?
Yeah. he a food critic. So, you know, that nigga is, you know what I'm saying, type of nigga own a food truck. And became famous in the food trucks. He don't do it no more, but he was known for goddamn hibachi rice at a food truck. So that type of nigga.
What exactly? I know I've been to hibachi. Yeah. I know a little Benihana's. But what is, so he was doing that on a food truck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The grill and the, you know, the grill. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying? And then he seasoned it up and fried the rice right on the thing inside of the truck. But, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them things where he got famous for it.
Wow.
So, you know, he like one of them niggas that is, you know, that's critical of the food situation. So you got to be on your P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying? And have a thick skin about yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
right.
You need time to get your fire together.
Okay.
This nigga's gonna be in your ear, nigga. What's happening? Look at your temperature, man. Look at your temperature. The temperature dipping between below 200, nigga. This gonna be out here all night, type shit.
Take the joy out the whole shit.
Yeah, nigga. He'll be having a great time, nigga. You'll be over there sweating.
Shit.
Oh man. Easy, just go pick some wings up. Shit.
That's funny. So that shit sound cool, man. Sound like a nice little time.
Yeah, that was
people
cool.
People on. Yeah. Yeah, it's playoff time, too. You been watching?
Yes, sir. You know, it's time to jump in. Like, if you ain't been fucking with this NBA all season, it's time to jump in.
Make room for the casuals. Yeah, man. I ain't mad at it. I see it's Miami versus New York right now. Y'all got that first game off. You know.
Yeah, niggas letting Miami get to it out here, ain't it?
Yeah. Don't look bad. Old Jimmy Butler going crazy. You know
we'll how
see.
You do.
We'll see. Yeah. Jimmy Butler, they calling him.
Nah, but it's good to see the Knicks actually being productive out here in the NBA East Coast.
Yeah, it's good for the ecosystem. It feels good in the city, even from afar, because, you know, I haven't been in the Garden for any of the games, you know, but you could feel it in the air, even more so, like, you know. Look, man, my motto with the Knicks is always hope for the best, expect the worst, you know, which is sad to say, even in the midst of this, I try not to come with too much of that energy, because this is a second round. We're in the second round of the playoffs. You know, these playoff runs don't always be that deep. But I tell you, the energy is always good. The energy is always good. So I'm just trying to embrace it all. Just lean into it for however long it lasts. You know, if it's fleeting, it's fleeting. If we go all the way, who fucking knows what would happen? Like, that shit is, who knows what would happen? Shit could get crazy.
There's a non-committal fan.
Yeah. Not fair weather, but just like maybe pensive, maybe like, you know, like, you know, okay, you know, but
right,
we'll see. It feels good, and it's a good, I mean, shit, beyond just that series, you know, the Sixers, Celtics,
before
you look
move
like
out
that's
going
to be
though.
Good. Go ahead.
Before you move out the Knicks. Now,
go ahead.
The thing about the Garden is, you know, you'll see, you know, the Knicks, when they be making their run, you know, everybody get hype, you know what I'm saying? The Garden is looking like the 80s and shit, Spike Lee out there, you know what I'm saying? Niggas going crazy. But then, you know, like in that game with the Heat, when the Heat, you know, started coming down the stretch and the Heat was looking like they was going to take it, boy, it seemed like them fans revert all the way back to, you know what I'm saying, the Knicks of recent when they weren't that good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it'd be like,
muscle
niggas
memory.
Revert quick, boy. And they'd be like, oh.
Yeah. No, it's tough. It's tough to really believe. It is tough. It's a, you know, you got to either all the way commit, but it's tough. I'm trying to give you what the experience is like. Like somebody that's been into a whole lot of bad relationships just trying to love again.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Right.
Season 50-something. Loving again.
The Mary J. Knicks, nigga.
Exactly. No more drama, please. You know, you want to sing Be Happy. You want to really get into it, but you know. You know, we'll see. But
yeah, y'all,
salute
y'all
look, to the Knicks.
Y'all franchise looking for real love, nigga. The Knicks need real love, y'all.
Right. You know, no more hateration. You know what I'm saying? We will see. We will see. But you know what I mean? It's like one of those shits. It's like when you ask your parent for some shit and they probably don't have it like that. They hit you with the we'll see. We'll see. And you know that we'll see really means, yeah, I think about it. And it's real tentative. It's not a fake. It's not a pump fake. It's real. Whoo, we might have to move some things around. You know, you've been doing good in school. So, I guess you did deserve this. But we're going to see. But, yeah, man, salute to the New York Knicks. It's definitely funny. I'm learning all of the names, the new motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Brunson. I'm trying to commit niggas shit to memory. Okay, Brunson is the guy. R.J. Barrett, you know, Randall. You know what I'm saying? Sad. Obi Toppin. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Look at me. I'm fucking a casual.
Man.
But yeah, man.
Now.
What up?
What you think about that Lakers-Memphis situation?
I mean, you know, look, that's how you get rid of motherfuckers that talk shit. You know, that's what happens. Look, I'm a big fan of Ja Morant.
Already know that's my nigga.
Yeah. Even though, you know, he was wilding out for a little bit, he seemed to be back on the right path. But your man Dylan Brooks was trying too hard to be a villain. It was like a wrestling heel. You know, and it was. Go ahead. What you feel like you got something to say about it?
No, I do. I do. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like Skip Bayless around this bitch, just jumping all in.
Nah. Okay. Hold on. Well, this is my thing. If you gonna talk that shit, you need to be able to back it up, and you need to be able to when you get punched in the mouth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, say good fight. You know. Right, speaking of which, I just watched the Ryan Garcia shit. Mm-hmm. And Javante came out on demand, so I watched the fight, and I mean I seen the fight, but one thing that I was impressed by was how, you know, all of that shit talking to sell the fight. At the end of it all, Ryan was like, "Man, it was a good fight, great competition. He's great at what he does. Mm-hmm. You know what it is." Shook his hand, took that L in stride. Mm-hmm. Now, if Dylan would you know, face the media, face the music after you talked all of that shit, you know, that made shit personal, mm-hmm. I'd have respected you a little bit more, right, you know? Right. But yeah, they got them motherfuckers up out of there swiftly.
I mean, more than just out of there, you know what I'm saying? First of all,
40.
Uh-huh. That nigga got Dylan Brooks out of his whole team, nigga. That nigga, they said you are not invited back.
Yeah, you fucked it up. You fucked it up, brother.
Because, you know, one thing about sports, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You got talent, you got skills, you know what I'm saying? You got the intangible stuff like, you know, working the media and all that type shit. But it's the playoffs. It's not, you know, regular season behavior. It's the playoffs. And anything that could get an opposite team the edge, you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? And he gave them all the ammunition to have some mental edge, like come in the game, not just we going to win this shit, but we going to show this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he is new to this per se, you know what I'm saying, to this playoff type of shit, right? So, you know, he may not know all the tricks of the trade. And they may have told him, man, hey, calm down. But he didn't. And mm-hmm. they paid for it. Like, them niggas came out energized, enthused. Them niggas was hungry, which may push them all the way through the playoffs, that type of hunger. You know what I'm saying? Because them niggas was, shit, coming into the second half of the season was almost counted out of the playoffs. So when they put them new cats on the squad, them cats was holding their own. Bronson, he had some shooters on the team, some assassins. You know what I'm saying? D'Angelo Russell hitting shots. You know, how LeBron liked to throw that pass to you even when he got a layup, but he'll throw it to you on the three just to see if you're going to be able to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And all them young niggas is standing up.
They ready. So, they ready.
So,
yes.
So they rolling with a nigga who done been to the playoffs about 19 years. Nigga who went to the finals 9 times straight, damn near. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't too many niggas to vibe on in the playoffs like that. And so if they not on the Warriors or no other shit like that, nigga, it ain't that many niggas that got that type of playoff experience, which is a whole different experience. So, you know, it looks like they're feeling good. They're feeling like, oh, we may be able to do something. It's not over for us in the first round. We may be able to take this a little further. So, you know, Dylan Brooks sparked that. You know what I mean? And sparked himself off his team. Now he got to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of them cautionary tale stories looking like. I hope he's able to bounce back because, like, shit, nigga, you get unceremoniously dismissed 3 days out of the, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga, they ain't even make it to the summer. They ain't even make it to Cancun.
This nigga went to Cancun.
This nigga picked up shit from his locker, and they were like, listen, my nigga, come on, let me holler at you before you get up out of here, man. Hey, so check this out, right? Yeah, you won't be back. So get shit going. And we about to leak this shit to the press today. So, you know.
Trade that plane ticket for a bus ticket.
You know what I'm saying?
You take it at home.
Talk to your agent, you know what I'm saying? See where you're going next, but it won't be here. Okay?
Regroup. Yeah. See, again, like, had they been able to pull it off, it'd have been great. It'd have been great had they been able to pull it off. It's just, you know, look, it's the spirit of the game. You just need to really, sometimes you really, you can't talk that shit if you're not that motherfucker. You right. know, and it felt like, you know, as Kendall Roy would say, these big shoes. You tried on some big shoes. You couldn't run that court with them big ass shoes, dog. So you was playing yourself from the door. And it wasn't just you. They got a real, you know, they young, they scrappy, they talk shit. Ja like to talk shit. I'm fine in the West. You know, those are famous last words too. But he going, you know, he got a lot of talent. And he showed up a lot. Right. You know, it's just, it's a bad look. You hate to be that cautionary tale, but it's looking like that could happen. Now, Golden State and LA is going to be a good ass game. It's going to be a good series.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's going to be a great series. I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when they start running it, it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? LA has, you know, only won whatever against Golden State in the playoffs. But that's not the same LA that we looking at. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whole new team.
LeBron's
got a whole crew. Yeah.
He got a crew. And then, you know, LeBron done faced these cats many a times, you know what I'm saying, as adversaries in the East. So, yeah, man, it's gonna be something. Something to see. I'm locked in for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a good series. I'm fucking with it. I fuck with Steph when he get in his bag, Steph, we talked about, I guess, his the light skin of it all, to where some people don't really, they don't see all of the shit he talking, all the aggression that he bring about. It gets a little deflected. It gets a little refracted off the light skin. But when he put up 50 against the Kings, and in the middle of that whole shit was like, light the beam. I was like, this motherfucker is so disrespectful.
Saying what?
I appreciate it. You know, Sacramento has this thing. When they win, it's like, light the beam. They hit this little, like, this little big-ass button that illuminates this beam that comes out from the top of the stadium, similar to, when the towers were gone. They had those type of things. So it was like this purple beam that would just go up in the air, you know, and that signaled we just won. So, like, when they about to win, or it's looking like it's a W, they'll be like, light the beam. You know, that was their little slogan. Mm. So when Steph was putting them motherfuckers away, he had to just hit you with a little insult to injury. Light the beam. He just co-opted your celebration. So, you know.
Yeah, Sacramento band was so sorry for so long. I don't even know nothing about their traditions.
No, they ain't had no traditions. Not when your tradition is not winning. You know, but again, I don't want to talk too much shit.
Yeah, I don't want to talk no shit about the Bay.
I don't want to jinx myself.
The Bay niggas be on you.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not even thinking about the Bay. I just don't want to fuck up any momentum. I don't want to be, you know, that's the thing about it. I tell you about this Nick shit, it still feels precarious. You almost feel like you don't want to fuck up no little juju or whatever's going on. You don't want to fuck the energy up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, man, so that's going to be good. And, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know. It'll come to me. Yeah, man, I didn't do too much this weekend. I just had a couple shows. Enjoyed that. I'm just recalibrating a whole lot of shit in life, mm-hmm. right? Just a lot of shit. One thing that I'm trying to do is eat less salt, mm-hmm. you know? I don't want the blood pressure to get crazy, mm-hmm. but I had a reading that felt a little concerning. It wasn't super nasty, but it was a little concerning. So I gotta step out of the sodium game because for a while sugar was the enemy, you know, mm-hmm. or at least the opponent that was my rival. You know, I got a case of the sweets. I like the bullshit. You know, I always talk about it, but. I always was kind of similar to how I was talking about. I felt very unaffected as it related to allergies. Sodium and high blood pressure just never felt like it was any type of threat. Mm-hmm. And it ain't really a super threat at the moment, but it was just a little bit. And I fuck with all of the sodium in the world, ramen and fucking... pretzels and, you know, pickles and, you know, silly shit. Like, when you start to look at what's the sodium, like, and I would read the back of these ramen packs, and these shits is not, you know, normal sodium intake is like 400 milligrams a day. Mm-hmm. Ramen, one pack would come into it like 1,800, you know, so you being super, you're wildin'.
When you make your ramen, you pour the whole pack in?
Yeah, this time, and this is what's even worse about it. I don't even put too much water in the shit. I like my shit dry like a lemon pepper wing. You know what I'm saying? I like to taste all of the fucking sodium. You know, it just, you know, it's not even no broth. Sometimes I'll broth it up, and I'll still sip that down. Sometimes, you know. Respectable people, they'll just do a little bit of they use the broth for the flavor, but then they let the broth, they could, you know, they say, take it away. You know what I'm saying? Pour it out. Not me. I'm taking that down too. So now I just know I can't do that type of shit anymore. And it's just like a lot of reprogramming, you know, just seasoning, you know, seasoning. Because seasoning has become such a cultural conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost as if you're not black unless you're seasoning your shit right. You know, right, you always, right. You see the, you know what I'm saying? You see the, they've started to call, as one of the derogatory terms for like white people are the unseasoned. I don't know if you've seen that out there, but that's one of these things that are kind of going on is mm-hmm. that, you know, you watch them cooking and it's very little seasoning, if at all. And, I might have to become one of them, not unseasoned, but I got to take it easy. I'm going to have to fall back on the Lawry's and the, you know, the fucking slap your mama and the Tony Chacharones and, you know what I'm saying, adobo. And, you know, I might just have to be a garlic powder, onion powder, paprika. I got to get, you know, I got to really get Mrs. Dash. I got to get my Mrs. Dash on. And I feel like the ancestors is looking down on me as I... season, you know, as I kind of pull back on the seasoning, they might have some disdain. But the other thought about that is these ancestors, some of them are ancestors because their seasoning hand was a little too heavy. You know what I'm saying? So I got to strike that balance and, you know, just recalibrating all of that. This is the recalibration of the palate, which mm-hmm. I've tried before. It's just you got to really commit to it. And, lock in. Where you at with that? What's your how you doing as far as that type of shit?
Well, I don't necessarily think the seasoning is my, I mean, chicken wings is my problem. I'm going to tell you that. But ramen, like we start with ramen. I don't eat that much, but you know what I'm saying, on a late night, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck can I put together right quick?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can always pour a little bit of frozen shrimp into a pan for like 5 minutes in the ramen, and you'll be in action, you know what I'm saying? And but with ramen, I only do part of the pack. I like a dry noodle too, so I let them soak in the hot water, you know what I'm saying, to their, you know, al dente, and then, you know what I'm saying, then pull out the, you know what I'm saying, strain off the water, you know what I'm saying, without, you know, trying not to burn my fingertips off, but, you know, inevitably I always do. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean your fingertips? What you doing?
Cause the way I do it, I've been doing it the same way since, you know what I'm saying, college. I put the bowl, put the water in the bowl with the I break up my ramen because I don't like the long ramen noodles. I break them into four.
Okay.
I break my pack into four, open it up, put it in the bowl. Put the hot boiling water on it, let it sit to al dente, but I put a saucer over the bowl to keep the heat in, so to, you know what I'm saying, speed up the process, and like it, like I'm steeping it, and then I just pour the water through the crack of the saucer in the bowl, but the steam coming out get hot, you know what I'm saying,
right?
And every time you think you could beat it, but you know what I'm saying, steam is undefeated, so
yeah,
but that's part of my process. So then I crack the pack of seasoning, and then if I'm not doing a fancy ramen, because some fancy ramen, I really just put a dash of the ramen seasoning and then put my own seasonings. But when I'm just going straight ramen pack, I'm only putting probably like 1/3 of the pack in to the dry noodle. Now, I am a butterhead, so I do put a little slice sliver of butter in there across my noodles.
Wow.
And then I do a, you know what I'm saying, I like to do a little kale or spinach chop, you know what I'm saying, to throw in there. And then, again, like I said, you know what I'm saying, saute them shrimp real quick, throw it in the, throw it in the bowl, shake that shit up, and voila.
All right. That's not bad. I never heard of the kale and the spinach in the ramen. I see it, though. I agree with that. And the butter, that's different.
Yeah, I like a little buttery taste on my shit, you know what I'm saying? Gotcha. I even do that like on regular pastas, you know what I'm saying? Throw a little, you know, because some people put, you know, you put the olive oil in the water so the things won't stick or whatever. I put a little butter in mine, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a butterhead. That's probably part of my problem as well.
Got it.
But, you know, in totality, I really think that the exercise need to add in more for me. I ain't too much of a salt eater, but you know what I'm saying, got to get my cardio in.
Yeah, that's one of them things. I've been inconsistent on the cardio here and there, but it's back. But it's here and there. It ain't it's not as there as it is here and there.
Mine ain't there at all. So
nah.
Been doing my breathing, which helps. But
yo, I tried to get some breathing in, I was just doing it off of the memory from what I remember from the episode. I'm breathing shit might have been, and I was trying my hardest to breathe from my stomach, which is real hard to do without any real direction. I was trying to pull the shit. You like, is that the stomach or is that still my diaphragm? Or is it just my, I don't know where that shit was coming from, but I was trying to pull it from
within.
Now
you got to pull it in down to your stomach. Now you ain't
got to. Yeah, I was trying to do it. Look, I'm doing it now like I'm hitting the joint. But, yeah, I did a little bit of that.
So that's helping. I could put you on with the course.
Yeah. Put me on with the course. What's the course? Is it a course to the course or what's the course?
Actually, you know what I'm saying? This is an honor system, I suppose.
Oh, okay. I like an honor system. I'm honored.
Yes, worksofwonder.org. So a couple of people have been, you know, hit me on Twitter. So the teachers that's teaching me, they're Works of Wonder International. www.worksofwonder.org. This is not an ad. Mm-hmm. This is not paid for. This is probably part of the honor system. Give them a shout. Mm. They've been teaching me how to breathe, helping save my life. So, you know, holler at them, John and Alice Holiday. Or, you know what I'm saying, if you want more of a down-home approach, you know what I'm saying, you can hit Zakai Free, who's, you know what I'm saying, my homie who put me on to breathing, and he's right at Freeze Nuts on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
F-R-E-E.
Freeze Nuts on Twitter.
Yeah, F-R-E-E. F-R-E-E-Z. Nuts. I think it's N-U-T-Z. But let me check that. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? These are the people of the neighborhood that's helping the blacks, you know, develop some tools for survival out here.
Yeah, keep them alive. Keep people alive.
Yeah, it's Freeze Nuts with a Z at the end. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
So like these nuts, Freeze Nuts.
Yeah, it is.
but he's not that tight. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's just a free flowing guy who's one with the earth and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Funked out yoga.
Say what?
Funked out yoga.
Funked out yoga.
Yoga.
Got it. Yeah, nah, it's all good. It's all good, John. You know, do the best.
That's all we could do out here, man. Do your best.
That's it.
Do your time. Live it good. And go on to the next level, wherever that's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Oh, shit. So, yeah. What else is cracking with you?
Ah, man, shit. That's it. Other than work, man. I don't know y'all want to hear me talk about work and shit. Shit, niggas be trying to relax listening to the pod. I don't want to hear a nigga scratch.
Yeah, about this shit. Oh, man. Damn, I had... Ah, I can't remember. My memory is bugging out right now. Shit, man, it might be about that time to just jump into the jump-ins.
Okay, well, we ain't got that many jump-ins this week. Now that snowfall is gone.
Yeah, now snowfall is gone. You know, the snow done melted. We just here in power in the succession situation. Where you want to go first?
I mean, power.
All right.
Yo, it sounded like you disagreed.
I'm fine with it.
Because succession is very cerebral. I didn't know if I was ready yet. But
nah, that's all good. I'm with what I did realize though when I was watching Succession this past week is we totally forgot about because we was just running through it. It'd be so long ago. Forgot about the Drew storyline with the Russians. Mm. You know, killing the Russian dude at the spot, the Russian shooting up the funeral. Mm-hmm. Forgot all about that. My man, what's my man's name? Kai or whatever, trying to push up on Monet at the funeral.
Oh, man.
yeah, that was a whole lot.
Nah, man.
Thirsty. At the funeral, you know. But so, yeah, we forgot all about that. But that set up a whole lot of momentum for this next episode. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a question. I mean, I've been saying this for a while. While I still enjoy Power, I do feel like it has become more of a sitcom than anything. And I'm not sure exactly when that has made that turn. Like, it don't even look like... It even looks like the way it's lit now, the pacing, it feels more soap opera than the drama that it once was. Like, it always had its, it always had a tone that was kind of, I'm not even going to say that it always had that. It feels a lot more soap opera recently, particularly Ghost. Mm-hmm. Than it has. I don't remember Power feeling like that. Am I bugging? or do you see that as well?
Well, yes. I mean, especially once you flip to book two. I mean, Power book one had gotten that way towards the end, but it still looked dramatic. The DP on there was really doing that cinematic look. I think nowadays they just, you know, they just pumping them out, man. I don't think they overthinking the cinematography on this particular show. The cinematography has always been super clean, almost USA Today like, you know what I'm saying? And don't watch it on your TV and on cinema mode, and it really looked like, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, Raising Kanan is not like that.
No, no, no. Raising Kanan is still lit. That's why I said this particular ghost.
Yeah, it's just,
even just the stakes. It's like the stakes are limited to episode. So you could pop in an episode. There might be a little carryover. Actually, there's still some carryover, but like, seems like the stakes and then some resolution. Like, there's a stake and there's a payoff to something. Mm-hmm. It's very much, and I ain't watch a whole lot of soap operas, but it just feels like drama after drama after drama. It's never gonna stop. There's no true resolution. It's just like, here's the predicament for this week.
I mean, you know, they got into that empire state of mind, and it's more of a, you know, let's just keep them coming back, as opposed to like every new scene or every new introduction is a setup for disaster. Every move that's made can be a disastrous moment at any time, which gives them a lot of latitude to write many endings to the, you know what I'm saying? Anything in the show could bring the whole shit down. You know what I'm saying? Anybody. So Tariq got so many bodies. Ain't no statute of limitations on that shit. He could go down for any one of them. You know what I'm saying? Method Man, what's his name? Davis. He got dirt. So much dirt. He could go down for anything. All the police got dirt. They could go down. You know what I'm saying? So they keep it going so that, you know, instead of it being one story through line, it's a whole bunch of them that don't have to pan out.
They just keep them in the vault.
They keep it in the vault just in case. All right, if we need if we need to kill this shit mid-season and we get canceled, this we could just push this button. You know what I mean? That type of shit.
Like a Rico. Everybody.
Right. Man. It's a whole conspiracy.
But so on this most recent episode, we had my man, this is a couple of things that just that stood out to me. My man OTA, he had his little Love Jones moment with which was terrible to see.
We knew that it was shit terrible was going
to
see. Down.
Yeah. So he tried to make a public plea to Diane. Is it Diane or Diana? Somebody hit me on the Twitter about it. Is it Diane or Diana? It's Diana or Diane?
I just call it Diane.
Yeah, but they were like, people named Diana don't like to be called Diana. I forget. I'm gonna go to IMDb while we talking. But anyway, you know, there was that little moment. And then that kind of fell apart. He, you know, he was like, "Oh, you're not taking my little public plea. You're not taking these flowers. I bet. Pack your shit," type shit. Nah, so she go home.
Before you move off that, it wasn't even just you ain't gonna take my flowers. He was up there talking about, like, you know, I went up there and poured my heart out for you. Like, nigga, you wasn't guaranteed the response you was looking for, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? That, you went up there and took the chance.
That was a Hail Mary, brother. That's what you was out there. Come on now. You old enough to know what you're up against. This shit, this ain't
that
your
face
first
of yours,
time.
Nigga. That's an old face.
Oh, man. That's definitely it's very old in the face.
Ain't no
but
college
you know,
face.
A lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom to be a TA. You should be a T. But, you know, and I would imagine you would kind of want to keep that low. You know, I don't think that the TA should just be openly knocking off one of the students and, you know, and letting everybody know that you just reckless with it, you know. So he put himself out there, felt embarrassed, or not maybe not felt embarrassed, but it was unrequited, you know. Hey, look, I told you what I told you. It's a wrap. Get out of here. You know, mm-hmm. you're the shame. You came at my family, judged the whole family. I can't fuck with you. He like, I bet. So your school store job, that's done. Your school store money is a wrap. She felt the way. Went home, had to go, you know, meet with the OG overboss, Monet. Monet like, you know, you my child. So you got some vindictive nature, mm-hmm. you know, you just got to tap within. You got to tap in. You got to figure this out. Somehow she done found his whole file. Turns out T.A. is Jimmy Butler. He got white moms and all types of other shit. And this nigga's not from the streets. He's not. He ain't down with the 5%ers. None of this shit. And
Kane already told y'all that was a made up name.
Set it from the door. That shit sound like some shit from a generator. And here we go. So now she done pulled out. She done went to got some film developed, which was hilarious. That's when you really got a case. She went physical on his ass because she could have had that shit on the phone, but she pulled out some prints. I don't know what Walmart or Sears, wherever she went to, but got some. And these wasn't these little 4x6s either. These was like some 5x7s. Mm-hmm. So let them know, look, stay the fuck away from me before I expose you on some 8 Mile shit.
Right.
So that was that. That was an interesting end to, I think, a storyline. Or we'll see. What else?
Yeah, that nigga was tripping, but go ahead.
Well, I got a question. I think it's a little later, Roy. You go into some of these plot points, but I do have a question for a little bit later on, because this is just little things that I jotted down. But what else did you see? Any things that you discovered or thing you want to talk about this episode?
I mean, the Kane Effie love story is heating up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kane is acting very un-Kane-ish. You know what I'm saying? Kane ain't had no Kane ain't had a love scene in the whole series. I can remember.
I'm trying to think about it. Maybe not.
No interest. No love interest. No nothing.
No. Remember at one point, was this the? He used to have a shorty. Remember, because I think either Tariq. Remember when Monet kicked him out? Mm-hmm. He was laid up with somebody, and Monet came through the house.
That was out of survival.
He had a survival boo.
Survival boo. You know what I'm saying? Old faithful, love him, nobody wants. Type shit. The Kane Effie love affair. You know what I'm saying? It's a slow burn. You know what I'm saying? But I really don't understand why Effie ain't got no money to pay her tuition. That is very confusing. Is she just selling dope for fun? Because she left that motherfucker that first trip with about 15 keys that was a little off the record, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, where did she go? What did she do? She don't make no money.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I guess maybe she put that. Well, I guess then they had to give all that shit to Noma. She don't really. I don't know if they get any real.
Man, they gotta get bread. Tariq just bought a brand new Porsche, nigga. They getting money, man.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
What is we talking about? Tariq ain't got nothing but designer on every week. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, every week. Every week.
So like, this is money being made. Yeah. Davis got his vault full of money.
Yeah, I don't understand why Effie don't have no bread. That's a good point. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like a hole in the plot. Like, my nigga, she sell dope, nigga. She ain't stressing. They treating this shit like it's the classic age-old stripping to pay tuition story. She rolling with a crew. These niggas is selling normal weight.
Big weight, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, it's true. And she only got a Corolla, so she's saving on gas, and she ain't, you know,
Man, stop it.
She should have some bread.
They acting like she is fucking Diana, either one, or whatever.
I'm still looking right now. I'm going to get to it. But and she shouldn't even be broke, Diane. Yeah. I don't understand how that happened. Yeah.
But, you know. So, you know, that I see that, but, you know what I'm saying? So, I guess they leave that plot so that Kane can step in. Hey, now, don't worry about no tuition, baby. I got you. Now, I don't need your money, nigga. Go ahead, nigga. Go on about your way. She got to go see the financial aid office, you know what I'm saying?
Trying to cop
a plea. Listen, just give me a week, you know what I'm saying? I got you. Like, this ain't even a stress that is a stress, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't even buy into it. Like, nigga, effie, stop.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Some of these little plot lines are kind of, you know, one or two segments. They don't even go that long. Right. Yeah, it was almost like the reverse of the Franklin situation. Which one? She showed up. When he showed up to the bank, expecting there to be some money in the account.
Right.
Her shit was the exact opposite.
Right.
And this is the question I got, and it's Diana with an A. Diana. Oh,
Diana. I'm sorry, Tahada.
Diana.
Diana's of the world. We really apologize.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, can you just put money on, can you just do unsolicited money on somebody's schooling? I'm sure you can. I mean, that's.
I'm sure you can pull up, you know what I'm saying, as long as you got their name and social.
It's social. Yeah. Sure, you just bless somebody. Yeah, I guess.
But, you just had to suspend your imagination. These niggas could pay people off, you know what I'm saying? These niggas buying DA badges. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's true indeed. Yeah, so, real quick, just off a bankroll.
Right.
Yeah, let me get that whole outfit. Get that whole outfit. I love these bankrolls. Don't no scrutiny go to the bankroll. They just they just size it up. Say, all right, yeah, that look about enough to fucking endanger my entire career.
Yeah,
I believe that
it ain't no ones in the middle of that shit. But okay.
Yeah, that shit look like nothing but blue faces. Yeah, I give you this whole situation. So Effie and Kane, keep going. Effie and Kane. Kane is saving the day for.
Mm-hmm. So So Kane, go ahead, pay the tuition. You know what I'm saying? She got moist when she heard that. You know what I'm saying? After all that tough talk. She like, oh, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's probably about to be something. A little tension in the crew between Kane.
Dynamic.
So we're about to see how that's gonna jump off as, you know, Kane started laying up at the goddamn in the dorm with Braden's sister and all them niggas.
Right.
Laid up in the dorm somewhere with Effie. But so you got that going on. Then you got Davis, you know what I'm saying? The plot is getting thicker with old Sax snooping around. You know what I mean?
Nobody still caught on to this fact that this motherfucker is the mole like a motherfucker. Now it's starting to happen because Lauren put him out there.
So now Tariq knows. So that means everybody know now. I mean, everybody that's endemic to the story.
So, right.
So Sax is out there, so you know snitches get stitches in power, so it's about to get.
But I don't know, man. Sax been surviving. Sax is like the roach of this universe. Sax has been through a whole lot of moments where you thought he would have been got him. He'd have been done.
Right.
And he still kind of wiggle his way through, and you know, for whatever reason, people have amnesia and Sax.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We're just going to trust Stacks. So we going to trust Stacks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We forgive him. So
it's crazy.
So you got Stacks, the storyline coming together. He done seen that safe full of money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when he got the brother out, the brother like, nigga, what you do to get me out, nigga? Shit, if you go to jail, nigga, all my time was in vain. And I had to stop and scratch my head like, damn, that's deep.
He got deep in jail. He got real introspective off all them years. He done came back with all this moral, all this consciousness and shit like that. Davis ain't thinking about none of that shit.
Nah, you just trying to get him out. But that's how life hits you. Life is shit.
And you only got 6 months to live, allegedly. Enjoy. What are you talking about? All of this pondering, my nigga. Go to the fuck. Go, nigga. Go get a chain. Go to a strip club. go get you a steak. Something. Get a chain. Something. I don't know. Get robbed for his
chain first day out.
So you got 6 months on the clock. Go enjoy life. Stop thinking about all of that shit. You won't be around next year, as Craig Mack said. Rest in peace, Craig Mack. Yeah, that was crazy. But, you know, that was a plot twist. He could have said that shit when we was in the room before we had to do everything we had to do. If you was going to be all this reflective, you know. Yeah, but it is what it is.
And I don't even know how he got that reflective in the first place. It's like, shit, nigga, you don't know what the people was going to say to let you out. Or not.
First of all, you ain't even do all that time. It was Redman in there in the first place, bro. Nigga. You just got in jail. Yeah. You just got. Stop it, man.
You tagged in, nigga.
Right. Take this freedom and enjoy.
All right, nigga. Oh, I'm grateful shit. Ass, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, fuck out of here. What else is going on? So Lauren, she told him. For a hot second, I thought Tariq was going to kill Lauren. But he went and got some information from her. So that you know, that's beneficial. We got the whole situation with Kiki and Braden and the uncle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not Kiki invested Braden. Into that old Western storyline.
It's silly. It's kind of silly. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Bernie Madoff.
So everybody dirty. Everybody could get it. Everybody could go to jail. Any fucking story. There's no happy ending storyline that's going.
Yeah. It's quicksand.
None of them. None of them. Even Effie shit don't even sound like a happy ending. I'm going to go get a graduate degree and get a job and get out of the game. It don't even sound like she ain't even got no big grand vision of being free. Like, you know what I'm saying? She like gonna trade one game for another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get a job at a corporate institution like Weston.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. You already plugged in. You know, it's weird.
You global. You were global investment bankers and shit, nigga, investors. Right. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn, politicians. Yeah.
She about to go work on a
Kamala Harris,
fill out a LinkedIn profile. Yeah. It don't seem like she might not have enough guidance. You know, she don't really have nobody besides Tariq. To be totally honest, Tariq and everybody else she that she hustled with.
She ain't even got him no more.
She ain't got Tariq no more. Yeah, but we never really seen her with much. You know, any resources or whatever.
What you about to say? The Africans call her ass Orphan Annie, nigga.
Yeah, right. Ain't that some shit?
Orphan Effie.
That's fucked up. Oh shit. Yeah, that was like, crazy. And they just got there. They just peeped the whole shit immediately.
They got pictures on everybody. And shit, we couldn't find nobody on little Orphan Effie. So we'll just shoot her in the head.
Oh shit. That shit crazy. Anything else?
That's about it on that.
What are we? I mean, we seen Monet kill Kai.
Yeah, you know that was a sloppy little scene.
What the fuck
was she thinking?
That was crazy. And the thing is, she usually got a lot of gun work. Yeah. So I don't even understand what she coming through with the. Yeah, that was weird. And then she set up old homie cousin friend over there, you know, set him up, put the flip phone, set it up to where Drew would discover, your man killed your father. So he had to, you know, pull the trigger on him. Boom, he's gone. This is the shit that I just have a question. It is silly, though. Because it was such a moment, too. They all sitting down about to eat this. And, you know, me, now that I'm trying to be low-sodium guy, they about to fuck this fried chicken up. Look, the real photogenic-ass fried chicken and well-proportioned cornbread squares. You know, they was really about to go in, and then, you know, the cops rush in, snatch up Diana just in the middle of Grace. Mm. Do you think they finished that meal? Before, I mean, Diana gone. Do you finish this chicken, or are y'all just now y'all all destroyed and you're going to let the chicken go cold?
They're going to finish the chicken, as they call Davis. We're going to start next episode. Davis at the house. Chicken still on the table. Kane finishing off a bone. You know what I'm saying? Monet ain't ate because she the cook. Cook don't never really have to eat.
Right. I think Diana cooked. Well, she cooked the cornbread. She ain't cooked that chicken.
That's where we'll start next week.
All right, so let's go to Waystar Royco. Let's fuck around, hang out with the Roys.
Privileged white people.
Yeah. Speaking of privilege, there was a privilege flex that I don't know. It was definitely a privilege flex. I'm not sure if it's the most sanitary, but it's some shit I've never seen before.
But that's what I've been telling you the whole time.
That
black people don't get that opportunity to flex like that in TV. And
oh, you know where I'm going.
I know exactly where you're going.
Barefoot off the PJ?
Yeah, barefoot from PJ to PJ, nigga.
Man, I never seen no shit like that. That was like, wow. Like,
shit.
Yeah, well.
Shit, a nigga can't go barefoot nowhere on TV, nigga. You in your own house, got on Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, nigga, you can't.
Tied up tight.
Hey, good. Yeah. Hey, man, that's free as it goes, man.
My man hopped off the TV. Jumped on the tarmac with all 10 toes down on the tarmac. That shit was a flex. That was a different level of flex and little foot fungus flex. But, yeah, I was like, all right. So that's what kicked it off. That's something that struck me. Mm-hmm. But overall, this was, I guess, their upfronts or whatever. Right. This is when
talk to the motherfucking investors, the board meeting.
Talk to the investors, the board, try to let them know what's slated for the future.
Yeah,
you know, we had a whole lot of transition. You know, the big man is dead, but fear not. The co-CEOs are ready to get it cracking.
Fumbling and stumbling. As you
fumble and stumble, exactly. So they got grand visions. They out here looking at, first of all, it opens up with them seeing a little video of Logan being Logan, you know what I'm saying? And shitting on his kids from the grave. Mm-hmm. You know? shitting on you. Just as useless as my kids. Damn. You know. But so there's this whole thing that one of the things that he had was this shit called Living Plus, which is kind of some basically like a virtual reality nursing home type shit.
Right.
You know, you could kind of live forever type of situation.
Almost on some Black Mirror shit.
Yeah, elderly Black Mirror.
Yeah, they got a whole episode about that on Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when they, you don't realize it to the end, but they in this place that's, you know, you could choose where you go. It's all, you know, like permanent vacation. But when you, in the end, when it reveals, the person is really like in a home hooked up to a machine. They get a few hours a day to be inside of the virtual reality thing.
That's cool.
And they could put all their shit into some type of memory shit. But yeah, that was on one of them Black Mirrors, which is coming back in June. So, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yes, sir. Okay.
I have to check it out. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's writer strikers, you know.
Well, that's already done, so it should already be done. I'm not sure if they're not releasing shit. I don't know how that goes.
Oh, I thought you meant the strike was done. Oh, okay.
The show, hopefully, still come.
Yeah. What was I going to say? So, yeah, so that's that. So, they, you know, they have this whole, you know, they're basically trying to, on some level, kind of salvage their father's vision, even though they weren't in their father's vision, you know?
Yeah. So I don't think that's what they're trying to do.
Oh, pardon. What they were also trying to do is blow up the stock price so that Mattson could no longer buy it and they could retain control.
Right.
Right, fair. Yeah, you're right there. Yeah. You got that.
It was selfish interest.
Yeah.
They selfish didn't interest, even want to do that exactly. Living Plus shit. You see how he was just like, yeah, this is more bullshit. I'm just here to be here.
Right.
And they had to edit it to make it say what they needed it to say.
Uh-huh. And it was a good-ass edit at that. Yeah. This shit was really good. I was like, Greg got his flex on and Punk the editor. Mm-hmm. What'd you take away from this episode? I got a couple of thoughts, but what were your takeaways?
Well, my takeaway is, you know, they got some real fucked up psychological issues going on, you know what I'm saying, based off of their parents, their mama, you know what I'm saying, ain't really want their ass, and their daddy was who he was, you know what I'm saying. Roman got the, you know what I'm saying, something with his, you know, sexual thing happening with him where he listening to his pop say he got a little peenie, a little wee-wee, which was weird, but Roman has always been weird, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's got a little deviant nature.
Something going on where he won't never have no regular woman, but he'll like to do a lot of deviant shit, which speaks to he probably got a, you know what I'm saying, fucked up situation downstairs. and upstairs in the head. You know, old Kendall, he just trying to make himself proud of himself, which, you know, always lands him on the back of a motorcycle headed to the Hamptons, holding on to a nigga waist for 3 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what happened?
You remember when, you know, he tried to overthrow the Pops that one time and the Pops made him catch the motorcycle to the Hamptons? He took the car and the helicopter. And then they sent the motorcycle man for him. He had to get on the back of the motorcycle and hold on to the nigga.
And did that guy die? Was that the guy that died or no?
Nah. It was, I don't know who was driving the motorcycle, but they drove.
That's crazy. I don't even remember that, but that's
hilarious. Yeah, when they had the shit, the holiday dinner at the house or some shit, at the big house in the Hamptons.
That's wild.
He demoralized that nigga.
That is wild.
Nigga, shit, you should have your own money somewhere to get a fucking car to the Hamptons. You drive your car.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That nigga got on the back of that motorcycle and held on to that nigga waist.
That's a long-ass ride, too. That's great. Yeah, that's... Man, look. What else? What else you got?
Shiv, you know what I'm saying, probably is the, you know what I'm saying, most solid one, most strategic one, and most... And probably got more of that dog in her like her daddy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which we'll probably see before the end of this series is up. Because she be making them, you know what I'm saying? She be fucking around, getting to them side deals and be thinking a little bit further than everybody else. And now without the dad in the way, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She's probably free to roam. You know what I'm saying? She got Tom in a peculiar scenario where, you know, she already done told him, nigga, you ain't shit, nigga. The only shit you got is me. You know what I'm saying? Gave a nigga a little whoop whoop. You know what I'm saying? He back on with the ring in his nose, but, you know, they playing the game. But I think she got something slick up her sleeve. I think Tom actually has something slick up his sleeve, waiting to see what he come with. And I've been waiting on Greg shit, which may turn out to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? I might be like a Nick fan, fucking around waiting on Greg to come up with some shit.
Greg just still sloppy. He too thirsty that he don't really have the savvy that, like, Tom know how to kind of bide his time and lay in the cut and play the role of the, you know, the, like, the bumpkin, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't really, but Tom is actually, you know, he is dyed in the wool. Like, he's come up in the corporate space. He's come up so far. He's gotten into this orbit. He's had some strategy, and he kept it honest with Shiv in this way. It kind of was like with the Willa thing. Like, look, you know, I'm not going to lie. This money situation, you know, money has definitely got me still here, you know? Like, you know, but at the same time, I think he really does love Shiv, and I think quietly Shiv love him, but she don't really know how to process that shit.
Right.
To your point, the parents are so fucked up that she don't really... You know, she like a Nick fan. You know what I'm saying? She don't know if it's going to be there tomorrow.
Right.
So, They are very toxic. They've been kind of stealing the season so far. These little moments with them where it kind of goes back and forth, and you still don't really know like what's the deal. Like when he said that whole thing about, you know, all this, you know, I want the money, you know, because I kind of want to still be able to court someone like you, because I know for sure you're not trying to leave this life. Mm-hmm. You know, you ain't trying to run off and live in a trailer park with me. Mm-hmm. And then looked like she was like, well, you know, I'd go anywhere for love. And then they both kind of have a laugh after that shit, like, fuck out of here. You serious? Mm-hmm. You know, but they play that balance really well. That tension is really good.
Right.
Roman firing Jerry, I don't know if he should have. I don't even know if that's going to stick. Roman, I think Roman has his shit is he's just so unstable emotionally. Like from the top on the mountain with Madsen, he snapped. He snapped with the studio exec, fired her, fired Jerry for the second time. You know, I think even that whole, you know, listening to that crazy ass doctored message with his pops talking about his dick and all of that, I think he can't say goodbye to the fact that his pops is gone.
Right.
So even when your pops is shitting on you, you rather take the abuse than take the loss. So I'm curious what's going to happen with him.
He should have other things to listen to besides that. God damn.
I mean, you would think they work for a media company. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't got no B-roll.
This nigga shit is well documented somewhere. You could listen to something else, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But who knows? Maybe he likes, he's a glutton for the abuse. You know, he's kind of deviant with it all. Mm-hmm. So, and then I guess, you know, Kendall kind of came out on top a little bit better than we thought. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Thought he was going to fuck around and fumble the whole shit. And somehow the people were fucking with him, even mm-hmm. in the midst of after Shiv tipped off Madsen and, you know, tried to hit him with the old Nazi heckle. Mm-hmm. That shit didn't work. And he took a dub. So we'll see what it is. It's still compelling. I enjoy the show. I thought I had one more note about it, but that's about it. You know, I think it's I think that's enough. You let us know what y'all feeling, what we left out, what, you know, what you watching. You know what I'm saying? Your predictions from how this whole thing is going to land. And we'll be back next week, you know. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.